Thank you very much, Mr. President, Excellency Foradori. Let me congratulate you on assuming the important role of presidency and thank the previous presidency for the work achieved until now. I'm very pleased to have the opportunity to present Croatia's views at today's high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament, CD. Great efforts of this conference remain crucial in dealing with the most significant topics of global security and disarmament. Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, Croatia forged its independence in a cruel war in the early 90s, which shaped our security architecture. Due to that experience, we appreciate the value of peace and security much more than many other countries who have not faced the disasters of war in their recent history. Since the 90s, Croatia has been committed to preserving a stable security environment in its neighborhood and beyond, and to promoting multilateralism and rules-based international order, especially in the field of disarmament. The effective fulfillment of all regional and international agreements in the area of disarmament is of utmost importance. Unfortunately, we see that the disarmament goals are the most affected in today's multilateral arena. We need to increase our efforts in the search for a sustainable solution to this challenge. The Conference on Disarmament remains the most relevant negotiation body on disarmament. We regret that the conference has not been able to start the substantive work for a long time. We welcome all initiatives that could reverse this fact, as we strongly believe that the conference would enable a coherent implementation of relevant international treaties and conventions to the benefit of all. The Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons continues to be the only comprehensive instrument aimed at achieving nuclear disarmament while preserving the right of states to continue with the use of civil nuclear energy. On its 50th anniversary, we must encourage the universalization of this treaty. Croatia strongly supports all three pillars of the NPT and continuously promotes the implementation of the 2010 Review Conference Action Plan. Ahead of the 2020 Review Conference, it is of particular importance to implement all obligations and commitments under the NPT, in particular its Article 6, having in mind the final objective of peaceful use of nuclear energy. We condemn a la carte approach when it comes to the NPT implementation, especially in the context of a zero-sum game in arms race. We call for the de-escalation and restraint, in particular in Central and South Asia, the Korean Peninsula and the Middle East. NPT is not a perfect instrument, but without it, the world would have been much less stable and secure. We should spare no effort to ensure its viability in the future. Mr. President, we are faced with a worrying trend of some states announcing that they will relax restrictions on the use of anti-personnel landmines. Allow me to stress that Croatia is an engaged and trusted partner who shares its knowledge in the mining operations with many countries in the world. Croatian experts carry out difficult and responsible demining activities, often risking their lives while trying to eliminate traces of mines for the safety of future generations. We call open states to align with an implement without delay provisions of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention. Excellencies, Croatia advocates empowerment of women who play an important role in security and disarmament, in particular in post-war reconstruction confidence building and reconciliation. We have adopted two national action plans aiming at the implementation of the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security, which marks its 20th anniversary this year. Ladies and gentlemen, as an observer state to the Conference of Disarmament, Croatia is ready to become a member of this body. Let me point it out on this occasion. We give our support to all initiatives that are in favor of receiving new members to the conference, and in particular, proposals for the appointment of a special coordinator to lead consultations on expansions of membership. Mr. President, Croatia remains fully engaged in constructive dialogue in strengthening international disarmament mechanism and global security in its national capacity and as EU presidency. I thank you, Mr. President.